Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. You have changed and cycles shift and end. So we all have ups and downs, and I want to reassure you that tough times and cycles do end in one way or another. They shift as you navigate yourself through them, okay? As you go along your path and journey, you change as a person with everything and with everything you're experiencing, and as you go through life, you're up against some negativity sometimes, okay? Maybe in families, business, relationships, in the workplace, friendships, even with weather, you know what I mean? And so much more as well. I mean, for example, you may have planned to go out to have an amazing day and a glorious day, and then the heavens have opened and it's like chucking it down with rain and your plans have got to change and all of that. You know, things are going to test you. Things are going to push you to a limit, and they are going to test your patience, but things do happen. The one main thing I want you to focus on is you're willing to change and grow and heal from whatever it is that's testing you or that has tested you, okay? Life happens, relationships change, you change, experiences take place, and work goes on. Nothing you ever go through lets you stay the same person forever, and everything that arises shapes you into the person that you are right now, and that's okay as well. So be mindful of all of this is paramount, so that you can be gentle with yourself. You can nurture yourself, you can do the inner mindset work that's needed in order to continue along your journey and your path, knowing that everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to. So I want to ask you right now, so when these things are going on, these changes are happening, plans are going to change, what's the lesson? What's the change needed, and what decisions to be made? Do you know what I mean? Do you need to change your job? Do you need to change the, you know, the circle that you surround yourself with, you know, release the old friendships? Do you need to walk away from a business niche or a job and start a new one? Do you need to set boundaries? Do you need to have more patience? You know, what really is it? Get clarity, get down to the nitty gritty of exactly what it is. You know, I mean, we always ask what others need. You know, we're always asking, oh, how are you? Do you need anything? Blah, blah, blah. But what's important is to ask ourselves what we need. You need to ask yourself, what do you need? What do you want? And answer honestly. And know that at the end of any storm that's going on, chaos, ickiness, negativity, funky stuff, there's always a rainbow and better days are ahead anyway. You can literally canoe, paddle, or sail through issues and experiences and trials and tribulations. It's all about mindset, okay? Everything's mindset, 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 mindset. So face the reality of things and show up for yourself. Know that changes happen, but you also need to instill in yourself that you are strong, you are capable, you are powerful through the tears, which are just a sign of strength, not weakness. Through the frustrations, you can get through the tough times, the cycles that shift in, because nothing ever stays the same way forever. And being prepped to pull out all the stops and go for it. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. You have to make a commitment to yourself, knowing that it's okay that you've changed, cycles shift, cycles end, and this life is always about movement and changes and growth. And you need to grow through what you're going through and learn the lessons and always take care of yourself, because everything starts and ends with mindset, the whole thing. So you can meet yourself going around in circles, or you can make the decision to change what you need to change in order to transform your life, but it all depends on you, okay? A death will change you, a breakup is going to change you, an experience will change you, knowledge and wisdom will change you, skills and talents and everything that you're learning will change you. Relationships, whether they are love or family or friends, they're going to change you as well. And health as well. as you deal with your own health and other people's health, that is going to change you. But ultimately, it all boils down to mindset. Okay, so just play with this idea, you know, really think about this. So you can get a picture of it on your phone as you listen to me, but or on the laptop or whatever. But a butterfly changes. Okay, so a butterfly goes from an egg to a caterpillar to a chrysalis and then to a butterfly along its journey. So that's the journey of itself. But it also trusts its wings to be able to fly. And it also can't see the beautiful colours that are on the wings themselves. So we can see the prettiness, but they can't. But they believe in the process, and they, the butterflies, always go with the flow of life. So my message for you is, you've changed. That's fantastic. That's great. You're being moulded into a different version of yourself. That's fantastic. Cycles shift. They're going to end. But you need to embrace your own life in the same way as the butterfly. Different seasons will happen in your life, and that's okay too. You know, I've worked with so many clients over the years of helping them to understand that there's nothing wrong with them at all, and there's nothing wrong with you. When you're listening to me right now, there is nothing wrong with you, okay? There are circumstances and situations and things that have happened to you for you to have changed from that person to where you are right now. And every single person is unique, they are different, they're remarkable, and life affects everyone differently. So you may go through an experience the same as somebody else, but you'll experience it completely differently. Even if you're siblings, even if you are, you know, really, really close to someone, you're all gonna feel it differently, okay? And it's what you do with the opportunity of mindset, with what arises in your life, of how you feel, what you think, what you go through, and what plays out for you. Everything is all about mindset. So the beliefs, the values, the clearing the blocks, absolutely everything. Okay? But as you change and you grow and you expand, you've got to let your heart expand. You've got to do the inner mindset work. You have to get vulnerable. You've got to take the Pandora lid off and really get clarity on regulating the nervous system. Get crystal clear on what's happened, why it's happened, and start to heal from the inside out. Doing the inner child healing, if that's what you need. Regulate your nervous system, as I've just said, you know, releasing the pain, the sorrow, the frustrations, the heaviness that could be on your shoulders. You know, you need to nurture yourself. You need to look after yourself. You need to really, really start saying yes to you and no to everything else, because you need to flourish where you are. Instead of dragging yourself down in a negative mindset, you need to believe in yourself and flourish and grow and expand and keep showing up to your life. And it's okay to be a different person. We all change through experiences, through things. I know I'm not the same person as I was before my mum passed away. I'm not the same person as I was, you know, a month ago. You know what I mean? These things always happen. So you're not the same person as you were when you were 10 or 20 or 35 or whatever it is. You are just like a butterfly transitioning through life. So knowing the how to really step into life purpose, that is to be okay with yourself changing and really do the deep healing needed to feel alive and have the phenomenal life you experience and you want to aspire to experience, that's all on you. But you need to know you're not alone, and it's okay to change, and it's okay to have these trials and tribulations and cycles, because they all change, they all shift, they all move, they all end. Not everything stays negative forever, okay? So go for the job, go for the car, go for the house, relationship, the promotion, the business, whatever you've got your heart and mind set on, just go for it, be bold, leap, go all in, and release all the control. You know, the previous podcast, number 241, was all about you are in control of your life, but that doesn't mean you need to control every aspect of it. You've got to release the grip on it. If you're gripping life, you need have your arms wide open and go, come to me. I'm open and ready to receive all the goodness, all the amazing stuff and everything, and just go with the flow of everything working out the way it's supposed to. And know that easier times are ahead. When the trials and tribulations show up again, if they do, and I will say, you know, life is a roller coaster, as Ronan Keating used to say on his song, life is a roller coaster, you just go ride it, is that you are going to be prepped, you're going to be ready, you are going to be able to deal a little bit more with the situations that are showing up for you. So what I want you to do is program your head and your brain to believe in yourself as it actually believes what it's told to mold, shift, change. Change your beliefs, change your values, change everything. Because as you're changing, your beliefs and values change as well. I'm a completely different person. I used to react differently in the 20s, in my 20s, my age, whereas now in my, as I record this, I'm in my mid-40s, and it's like, yeah, I'm not reacting the same as I used to, and that's a good thing, because that means I've learned a lot of things over the years, and you can do that too, okay? But know that you've got this, you can do this, it's amazing, and you're incredible, and please go to my website, I'll put the link in the show notes, RebeccaAdamsBiz.com, and it's a wonderful thing that you've changed, people you know have changed through circumstances, situations, and things that have arisen, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So embrace it, show up to your life, keep going always, and I'll see you on the next one.